Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature three Motown artists with their top three most popular songs. We'll hear from Martha the Vandellas, Mary Wells, and Gladys Knight and the Pips. Well, first up this half hour, a great song from Martha the Vandellas from 1967, Jimmy Mac, right here on Motown.
Jimmy Mac, Jimmy, oh, Jimmy Mac, when are you coming back? Jimmy Mac, Jimmy, oh, Jimmy Mac, when are you coming back? My arms are missing you. My lips feel the same way, too. I try so hard to be true, like I promise I do. But this boy keeps coming around. He's trying to wear my resistance down. Hey, Jimmy, Jimmy, oh, Jimmy Mac, when are you coming back? Jimmy, Jimmy, oh, Jimmy Mac, you better hurry back. He calls me on the phone about three times a day. Now I just listen to what he has to say. But this loneliness I have within keeps reaching out to be his friend. Hey, Jimmy, Jimmy, oh, Jimmy Mac, when are you coming back? Jimmy, Jimmy, oh, Jimmy Mac, you better hurry back. Need your Jimmy Mac, won't you hurry back? Need your Jimmy Mac, you better hurry back.
Tom Fallon.
Motown memory from Martha and the Vandellas, the classic Dancing in the Street from 1964. Before that, Heatwave by Martha and the Vandellas from 63. And we started with Jimmy Mac from 1967. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring six different Motown artists with their top three most popular songs. Well, so far this hour, we've heard from four Motown artists. The fifth one coming up, Mary Wells, and You Beat Me to the Punch. Well, You Beat Me to the Punch was co-written by Smokey Robinson of the Miracles, who was responsible for the majority of hits released by Mary Wells while she was a Motown artist, and another Miracles member, Ronnie White. Following the success of the previous single, called The One Who Really Loves You, Motown released this record shortly after it was produced, and this song performed similar to The One Who Really Loves You, becoming a top 10 smash hit. It was also Mary's first number one hit on the Billboard Rhythm and Blues Singles chart, and it also won a Grammy nomination for Best Rhythm and Blues Recording. Well, the 45 released after You Beat Me to the Punch is Two Lovers, which we will also hear. Well, here is Mary Wells, You Beat Me to the Punch, right here on Motown.
That day, I first saw you passing by. I wanted to know your name, but I was much too shy. Ask you, would you please, please be mine?
You beat me to the punch. One more time. You beat me to the punch. Oh, 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 oh. You beat me to the punch. Yeah. Since I love you, I thought you would be true and lovely tender. So I let my heart surrender to you. Yes, I
Tom at Motormemories at yahoo.com.
God.
What you say?
There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Tell me more.
There's not a man today who could take me away.
Mary Wells, a smash hit from 1964, and by far her most popular song, My Guy. Before that, Mary and Two Lovers, reaching number 7 from 1962. And we started with Mary and You Beat Me to the Punch, number 9 from 1962. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring 6 different Motown artists with their top 3 most popular songs. Well, we've heard from 5 Motown artists so far. Here is the 6th Motown artist in Gladys Knight and the Pips, and If I Were Your Woman, right here on Motown.
If I were your woman, and you were my man, you'd have no other woman, you'd be weak as a lamb. If you had the strength to walk out that door, my love would overrule my sense, and I'd call you back for more. If I were your woman, if I were your woman, and you were my man. She tears you down, darling, says you're nothing at all,
nothing at all.
But I'll pick you up, darling,
pick you up when you fall.
When she lets you fall, you're like a diamond,
shining.
But she treats you like glass, yet you beg her to love you. But me, you don't ask. If I were your woman,
you were my woman.
If I were your woman,
you were my woman.
If I
Last night in the Pit with a number two song from 1967, I Heard Through the Grapevine. Marvin Gaye would top Last Night in the Pips 1 year later with the number one version of that song. Before that, Gladys and her Pips with Neither One of Us Wants to Say the First to Say Goodbye from 1973. And we start with Gladys and her Pips with A Vibrio Woman from 1971. Well, this hour, we featured six different Motown artists with their top three most popular songs. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.